You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
Hello, everybody. My name is Daryl, and welcome back to another exciting episode of The Breadline Show, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 a.m. on your dial or online at 3cr.org.au. And if you're having problems with Centrelink or your job provider, you can send us an email at auwu.org.au. And when you get to our website, just put your mouse on advocacy up on the menu, then choose which one you need. And while you're there, have a bit of a look around and you might just find the answers that you're looking for anyway. Let's move on. The Anti-Poverty Centre is calling on Employment Minister Murray Watt to immediately implement an ongoing mutual obligations pause following more than a week of disruption in the Workforce Australia IT system. The Anti-Poverty Centre has always advocated for mutual obligations to be fully abolished due to the pointless nature of activities and the enormous harm caused to participants by unfair rules and abusive providers. Since last Monday, IT issues have plagued government systems that welfare recipients must use to receive their Centrelink payment on time. The failure to provide certainty with an ongoing mutual obligations pause until issues are resolved is harming people in poverty. People have needlessly done pointless, harmful and costly activities when they didn't have to because they have not been kept informed. Those unable to report income through the Centrelink website are subject to payment delays that can have devastating flow-on consequences. People with mutual obligation requirements have been flooded with conflicting information and delayed messages, causing confusion and distress. To prevent further harm to welfare recipients, the Anti-Poverty Centre is calling for an indefinite mutual obligations pause to be put into effect immediately. There must be a minimum 7-day buffer period before the requirements are reinstated to provide adequate notice for people who need to plan their lives around these activities. Yeah.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
Okay, now here's what Jay Coonan has had to say, who's the spokesman for the Anti-Poverty Centre, and he says, "It is unacceptable to treat people this way and is causing harm through confusing and delayed messaging over the last week. Screwing people around like this sends the message that you don't believe our time has any value. We're not just sitting around and have families. We have families, caring responsibilities, healthcare and many other commitments that we're trying to juggle while surviving without enough money to live. Welfare recipients are always an afterthought. These delayed notices and confusing communications show it. The Employment Department needs to stop doing these day-by-day notifications and give people certainty. Take this seriously and address it urgently by announcing an indefinite pause to mutual obligations until these issues are resolved. This needs to be clearly communicated to both participants and providers in an accessible and timely manner, and the indefinite pause must be announced before Friday afternoon so that people are notified before the weekend and are able to plan and prepare for next week. So far, we have no details about what these IT issues are, but the government does not need details to implement a mutual obligations pause. They can reassure people right now, regardless of what is happening with their systems. All we know is that the way this has been handled again shows total disregard for the lives of humanity of welfare recipients. This has to stop. Just put an indefinite pause on mutual obligations. Ultimately, the government knows as well as we do that the only way to fully protect people in poverty from unnecessary harm is to abolish the cruel system of mutual obligations altogether. Yeah, I'll say, some of those obligations are absolutely worthless. Years ago, when I had to do work for the Dole, I ended up having to trace pictures on a computer. And I remember thinking, what is this, kindergarten? Don't you colour over the line or we'll cut your Dole off. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit. Or am I? Okay, yeah. Well, I think Workforce Australia must have been listening to the Anti-Poverty Centre a little bit. I just discovered a text on my phone saying, "Hi Daryl, we've paused points, targets and obligations for all participants. Your payment won't go on hold and you shouldn't get any demerits for not meeting obligations due between Friday the 17th and Monday the 27th of January inclusive. This is due to recent IT issues and to improve access to our system." Well, from Friday the 17th, well, today's the 20th, 3 days late. I mean to say, what's going on here? You know? Oh, man. All right, another ad here, a community service announcement.
If you're a renter with problems such as repairs, getting your bond back, negotiating a rent hike, or facing eviction, it helps to know your rights. For free information and advice on renting, you can visit Tenants Victoria at www.tenants.vic.org.au, Arnica Legal at www.anikalegal.com, or contact your nearest community legal centre. The government is planning to demolish and redevelop high-rise public housing towers in Melbourne. If you're living in a public housing tower and need free legal advice about your options, find your nearest community legal centre at www.fclc.org.au. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
Hello, I'm Rory McLeod. I live in Scotland and I love radio. I can do the washing up, I could be in the garden, I could be in the car driving. Well, I'm listening to 3CR, Radical Radio, it's a subscription radio, community radio, on 855 AM. We do stream at 3cr.org.au. So you can become a member.
Okay, yeah. Well, last week was a real debacle, I tell you. I know that myself. I was getting conflicting reports saying, oh, you must do your activity. The next notice was, oh, we've paused your obligations, but not until the next day. And this last one, it comes 3 days late. I mean, come on. You know, I hope Workforce Australia isn't in charge of letting us know of any disasters coming. If they are, God help us all. Anyway, we've come to the end of the show again. Don't forget to tune in again next week, where I'll be joined with the lovely Jessica again. And a new guy, hopefully he'll be a regular guest here, by the name of Hank, which we'll hear a lot more of. And the show next week will be a special one on and about Invasion Day, not to be missed. Good night.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.